Part 3. Listen and answer the question. Fill in the correct circle on your answer sheet. Let's do an example. Number 15. Listen to a phone message.
Hi, Laura. It's Mike. I forgot to ask you at school when the movie starts. Call me back when you come home from the library.
What did Mike call about? The choices are A. Homework, B. A movie, C. A library book. Fill in the correct circle on your answer sheet. The answer is B, a movie. Fill in B on your answer sheet. Do you understand the directions? Ask your teacher if you need help. Now you do it. Number 16. Listen to the phone message.
Hi, Tracy. This is Carmen. I just finished reading a great book. It's the one about the adventure in the forest that you wanted to read too. I will bring it to school tomorrow so I can give it to you. I think you will really like it. It's a bit long and it might take a few days to finish. But when you are done, we can talk about it together. See you tomorrow.
What will Carmen do tomorrow? A. Give a book to Tracy. B. Look for a book at the library. C. Talk about a book with Tracy. Number 17. Listen to the phone message.
Hi, Diego. This is Colin. Our teacher said that we're going to work together on the math project. We have to build an object with an interesting shape. Why don't you come to my house tomorrow after school so we can start working on it? My mom can drive us to the store to buy what we need for this project. Maybe we can try to build a pyramid. That's an interesting shape. Call me back to let me know if you can.
Why did Colin call? A. To invite him to work at his house. B. To ask what he needs to do for homework. C. To tell him what to buy at the store. Number 18. Listen to the phone message.
Hi, Amir. This is Gabe. I know we plan to play soccer tomorrow, but I have to stay home and clean up my room. My grandmother is coming to visit this weekend, and my mom wants the house to be clean. Maybe we can play next weekend.
What will Gabe do tomorrow? A. Play a game with a friend. B. Clean his room. C. Visit his grandmother's house. Go to the next page. Number 19. Listen to the phone message.
Hi, George. I'm sorry, but I can't go to the ball game with you on Saturday. I think I told you that my family was going to move to a new apartment soon. Well, I finally heard that we're going to do it on Saturday, and I have to help my parents. Maybe we can go see a movie next weekend instead.
What will the boy do on Saturday? A. Go to a ball game. B. Help his parents move. C. Watch a movie. Number 20. Listen to the phone message.
Hi, Sean. This is Roger. I know you weren't at school today, but I want to tell you that you made the baseball team. The coach put the list outside of the gym. I can't believe it, but my name was on the list too. I guess we'll be playing a lot more baseball together.
Why did Roger call? A. To tell Sean they are going to be on the baseball team. B. To ask Sean to go to a baseball game after school. C. To remind Sean to go to baseball practice. Number 21. Listen to the phone message.
Hi, Nellie. This is Ms. Eng, your soccer coach. I'm calling about the game tomorrow, since it was raining today and we couldn't have practice. Since it's also going to rain tomorrow, please don't go to the soccer field. We are still going to play the game, but it will be inside. Please meet us at the gym.
Why did Ms. Eng call? A. To tell Nellie where the game is going to be. B. To tell Nellie to bring soccer balls tomorrow. C. To ask Nellie about the weather. Go to the next page.